Sally, I couldn't wait to tell you what I saw last night while I was getting ready to write a new book on the Cast Book Builder site.
I know I was there last night, too, getting ready for our presentations at ATIA, Technology, and Rate.
Could you believe the new coaches? I mean, not just the animated ones. You can add your photograph, you can add your own voice, and you can even write books in French and Spanish.
The model books are incredible. There are tips for authoring, how to use the coaches, and more. There's even one on how to create social stories, and more layout options than ever. I really like the new table of contents feature. You can even hyperlink from the table of contents to go just where you want.
And isn't that student response feature cool? Teachers can tap into students' higher order skills and really zero in on the concepts they're looking for.
Those book builder folks really took the feedback they requested seriously, and now they even provide optional screen reading using the text help toolbar.
I just can't get over it. I'm glad you saw it, too, because I think it's just awesome. But you know what? I gotta go, because you know what time it is? It's time to listen to AT Tips Cast.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number
41,
recorded on October 16th, 2009. This is the first of a two-part episode with some real listener feedback. Over the past two seasons of the AT Tips Cast, people have been writing in on the blog, attipscast.wordpress.com, corresponding via the AT Tippers group on Facebook, and sending in emails at attipscast@gmail.com. I thought that it was high time that I share some of this correspondence, because I think there was a lot of useful information that got traded back and forth, but when it goes just between two people, namely me and the person who wrote in, well, then only the two of us get to benefit. So I thought I'd share and see if any of this helps you. I think you'll see that there are some helpful nuggets, and the occasional AT tip gets embedded here in the feedback. I only used first names to protect anonymity. Okay, here we go. Here's an email from Bridget. Love the podcasts. I've been listening to them backwards and have enjoyed every one of them. I have a question for you. Any tips for printing out the information for the CD professional development package? I'm sure I can run multiple copies and figure it out, but if there's a method to your madness, I thought I would try touching base with you first. Bridget, first let me say thanks for listening, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying the podcasts. I struggled myself with how to print the items for the staff development package, and in particular, the question booklets. If any of you out there are listening to the AT Tips Cast for the first time, I did a special announcement about how to use the AT Tips Cast as a free and relatively easy to implement staff development initiative for your school district. You can get all the details by listening to that episode, which you'll find nestled between episode 32 and 33. Now, back to those question booklets. Printing those question booklets at first was a bit tricky for me. I mean, I spent hours trying to figure out how to create the booklets and then print them. You see, the trouble is that printer settings vary based on individual printers. For some printers, you place the pages in one way, and for other printers, you place the pages in a different way. I learned this the hard way by attempting to print the same way at different times using three different printers. Because of this, I can't give very universal or specific instructions. You just kind of have to figure it out. Having said that, I believe the easiest way to print is from the four PDF packages that I put together, which are available from the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. When you open one, you'll see two PDF files on the left and an image on the right. In the image on the right, there's a small yellow comment that has some directions in it. I have screenshots of those directions up on the blog as well. Again, however, with your specific printer, it'll have to be trial and error to see if you get the orientation right. Okay, here's an email from someone named David. David wrote to me with some questions about how to set up a podcast and how much work, effort, and time it takes to set up and maintain the podcast. He was interested in starting his own and was looking for advice. Well, David, to set up the first podcast, it took me a few nights worth of work to figure it out. You know, how a blog works and how a podcast, just how it all works. I don't remember exactly, but I'd say a week's worth of nights, maybe 2 or 3 hours a night to get started. To maintain a podcast, it really depends on what you want to do. At a minimum, you need to write your script, or not, if your podcast is more freeform, record the audio, edit the audio, or not, again, depending on the content, and then post. I have the compendium blog that goes along with each post, so that takes time to put together for each episode. As far as resources go, I learned a lot from Podcasting for Dummies and listening to podcasts about podcasting, like the Podcasting for Dummies podcast. Those were most helpful in learning what I needed to do. If you've decided to go forward with your podcast or any other initiative, please let me know. I'm always looking for people to do bumpers at the beginning of episodes. In fact, that goes for anyone listening. If you've got a great event coming up or a blog site or really anything that might be educationally relevant, just let me know and we can work together to do a bumper. You know, like the one you heard at the beginning of this episode from Sally and Judy. Likewise, if you think you might have a great AT tip in you, and if you'd like to try your hand at this podcast thing, but you don't want to commit to multiple episodes, again, let's talk. I'd be happy to let you commandeer the AT Tips cast for an episode if you've got a good resource or two or three or four to share. Just send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. I think it would be awesome to hear someone else do an episode right here on this podcast besides me. David also wrote to tell me that he's burned the first three CDs and shared them with his, and I quote, PD overseers. He says that he's tried the CDs out in the car to and from work to see if the idea really works. And again, I quote, yes, it does. Thanks, David. He goes on to say that sometimes the sound level goes off the board, but for the most part, the CD package works well. Well, what David says here is true. Especially in those first few episodes, I was really messing with the sound levels. I think I mentioned it in one of the previous episodes that I was messing with the volume. I considered going back and remastering or remixing these episodes, but I decided against it. The time difference is really what helped me make that decision. That is, the amount of time it would take for me to figure out how to do all that, and, well, then actually do it in a non-confusing way, is considerably less than the amount of time it would take for someone to reach up and turn the volume down in their car. I received quite a bit of feedback regarding the 2-Minute Mouse video. Again, if you haven't seen it, you can search for it on YouTube and TeacherTube, and I'll have a link to it on attipscast.wordpress.com. Here's what people have to say about it. Katie wrote me on Facebook and said, the 2-Minute Mouse video was wonderful. Krista also wrote me on Facebook and said, oh my God, I have to be honest. I got caught by the kids doing the exercises. It was great. Thanks, Krista and Katie. Eric wrote me on Twitter to say, nice job with your ASHA video. I'd like to think that you're making fun of the lack of empirical evidence for oral motor exercises. Now, Eric has an excellent point here. Here's the thing when it comes to oral motor exercises. Some people believe that they don't work, and as Eric mentions, research helps to prove that belief. But I say that unless you have a disorder that's degenerative in nature and that's exacerbated by repetitive muscle movements, then oral motor exercises, done for no longer than 2 minutes, aren't a bad thing. I'd be wary of a whole program based solely on oral motor exercises, but for 2 minutes as part of a warm-up activity, go for it. At the very minimum, they serve to increase awareness of the articulators, like the tongue, lips, and jaw. A few people wrote to say that they've used the photo album feature of PowerPoint, which was described in episode 39. One of those was sent by Patrick Black, who you heard do the bumper for a previous episode, and who has the blog teachingall.blogspot.com. I highly recommend you check out that blog, by the way. Brian wrote me on Twitter and told me about a PowerPoint that he made about going to the store for his special ed classroom. You can check out a screenshot of that interactive activity over at tinyurl.com/bdstore. I'll have that link up on the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com, as well. I have more feedback to go, but I'll have to save that for the next episode. Before calling it quits for episode number 42, however, I wanted to leave you with an actual AT tip. AT tip number 13 was for soundsnap.com, you know, way back in the early episodes. Of course, it had to be number 13, that had to be the unlucky one. SoundSnap has actually gone from a free site to a paid site since I posted it as an AT tip. Actually, the way it works now is that you can register for a free account where you can download 5 sounds a month, but if you want more than that, you have to pay a monthly fee. So actually, it still works as a somewhat free resource and something you might find useful. Having said that, another place to find free sound effects is the Free Sound Project over at freesound.org. In fact, I'm going to call that AT tip number
59.
At freesound.org, you can search for sounds like or even. Once you find a sound you like, select it, and on the ensuing screen, you can download it. In fact, they even have a little icon in the top right-hand corner of the screen with instructions that read, download, right-click, and save. Just right-click on that icon and choose Save Target As to save the sound. Okay, that about does it for this listener feedback episode of the AT Tips Cast. I have more listener feedback for the next episode, which I think will have more AT tips embedded within the responses. I should let you know that I'll be presenting at a whole slew of places, like 8 is Enough, Ways to Use What You Got in Clarksville, Maryland on November 9th. I'll be doing a workshop on alternative professional development at the Powering Up with Technology Conference in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And I'll be doing that same workshop, the Alternative Professional Development Workshop, down in ATIA in Orlando on January 28th. And also at ATIA, which is the Assistive Technology Industry Association Conference, I'll be doing a presentation with Beth Poss, who you also heard do a bumper for the AT Tips cast in the previous episodes. And that workshop's called UDL 2.0. So I hope to see you at one of those. If you can't make it to any of those, but you're really interested in some of those presentations or anything else, just let me know. We can talk about how we can do something virtually.
Speaking of doing something virtually, Chris will be doing a webinar with Sally Nordendare, hosted by the International Society for Technology and Education on Wednesday, October 21st at 4 o'clock Eastern. The title of the webinar is The Building Blocks of a Successful Assistive Technology Team. Chris and Sally hope you will be able to participate. Also, you may be wondering where this voice is coming from. Stay tuned to future episodes of the AT Tips cast to find out more about this voice and how you can use it to help differentiate instruction for students.
So, until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive and may all your strategies be supportive.
AT Tips Cast Bonus Segment.
Hey there, everybody. I was telling my wife what happened today when I got home from work, and she said, you got to make a video and tell people about this. Show them what happened. So here's what happened. I got home from work, and on the front stoop, there was this envelope that had my initials on it. So the kids and I opened it up, and this is what I saw. When I pulled open the envelope, there was this weird-looking invitation. This kind of stuff doesn't ever happen to me, but there's this weird-looking invitation, and it says, Christopher Bouguet, your presence is required as special guest presenter on the topic of assistive technology at CE's Halloween party, October 18th, 2009. That is this Sunday. It's coming right up. It looks like whatever is going on, it's at 8 o'clock, and it's at 1313 Renfield Lane. So, I don't really know what this is, but what do you think, honey? Should we go? All right. Stay tuned. We'll see what this is all about. Thank you.